Visa delays creating a labor shortage. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Farmers relying on agricultural visa programs are seeing delays leading to labor shortages across the country, including here in Tennessee. Jessica Wharton of American Farm Bureau has more.
H-2A users across the country are seeing significant delays at both the U.S. Department of Labor and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Christy Boswell of the American Farm Bureau Federation says this delay is coming right before peak demand for H-2A workers hit.
This year, we're seeing more farmers turn to the H-2A visa program to ensure they have access to a stable and legal workforce. As we enter this peak harvest season in the summer with blueberries, peaches, cherries really coming to season, we're extremely concerned about the delays we're already seeing and how DOL and USCIS will handle going forward with more applications.
With a lack of farm labor, crops will be left to rot on the vine without crews in place to get them to market.
We've heard from members across the country in well over 20 states that are already seeing delays on both ends, from the Department of Labor and from the USCIS, and these delays are causing significant revenue losses. This is why we're raising attention to make sure that everyone's aware of the impact these delays can have.
Working to ensure farmers are able to tend to and harvest their crops, American Farm Bureau and others are bringing attention to this issue.
The American Farm Bureau is working with our industry partners to engage members of Congress to make sure they're aware of their constituent needs, and also to work with USDA to be an advocate for us with their counterparts in the Department of Labor and USCIS. USDA has been a great ally on many issues, and we know that they can step in and really speak for farmers in this critical issue and make sure that we get our workers on time.
Jessica Wharton, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.